pleaded guilty to a felony drug charge. Jeff Henry is scheduled to be sentenced March 4th after he pleaded guilty on December 16th to possessing methamphetamine with the intent to distribute it. Prosecutors said McHenry was in Merriam, Kansas in 2018 when police found drugs and an alleged sex worker in his hotel. At the time, Henry was facing a second-degree murder charge for the death of 10-year-old Caleb Schwab on a Schlitterbahn water slide in Kansas City, Kansas. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
A southeastern Kansas man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing two people in 2020. The Office of Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt on Monday announced the sentence for 30-year-old Mark Hopkins II of Columbus. He won't be eligible for parole for 50 years. Hopkins pleaded guilty last month to two counts of first-degree premeditated murder. Blaze Schenk of Scammon and Kylan Hook of Pittsburgh were shot to death in rural northeastern Cherokee County in June of 2020. Hopkins and another inmate escaped from jail in May, but were captured days later in Oklahoma. Charges against a second suspect in the shootings are still pending. The State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating what caused the fire that destroyed a Meriden home and injured a firefighter. The call came just after 2 p.m. on Tuesday from 152 Bluff Creek Road. The location is on the northeast edge of Meriden, just south of Highway K4. Rock Creek Fire Department officials say people in the house all got out safely. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. The Omaha man who stabbed himself in the throat and was shot by police after allegedly charging at his mother and officers with a knife is now in fair condition. Police said Monday that 37-year-old Justin McCallick will be booked on several assault charges as soon as he's released from the hospital. Meanwhile, his 66-year-old mother was treated and released from a cut on the hand she suffered in the incident on Thursday. The officer who shot McCallick will be on paid administrative leave during the investigation. Economists and business leaders say Nebraska's economy fared better than most in the U.S. this year amid inflation, labor shortages, rising wages, and supply chain struggles. The Omaha World Herald reports that the state's economy in 2021 was stable despite high-profile challenges. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says Nebraska has rebounded and performed quite well. Nebraska had the lowest state unemployment rate in the U.S. in November at 1.8%. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With KQuest Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in KQuest.
Trust Jay Prater and KQuest Alert, your weather authority. KQ News, on your side.
This is Paxton Gordon with the local news. The candidates for the police chief have been narrowed down to three people. A council that consists of Mayor Justin Barnes and City Administrator Austin St. John interviewed five police chief candidates via Zoom last Monday at the Marysville City Building. The council then held a closed meetings for 3 hours to discuss the non-elected personnel. Mayor Barnes said that the police and fire committee and the city administrator would hold specific in-person interviews with the three candidates after January 1st. Now, no specific dates have been given on when those candidates will be interviewed, but it'll be held again after January 1st. And just a reminder, no Nemaha County Commissioners meeting will be held this week. They will go back to their regularly scheduled meeting times next Monday, January 3rd. The active number of COVID-19 cases in the Marshall County area has been updated to 36 people, with six of them being hospitalized. You can, of course, go to the Marshall County Health Department's Facebook page to find out the weekly details on their COVID-19 reports, as well as see of the hours to the health department and more information. Just a reminder, the Marshall County Health Department, though, will be closed this Friday, December 31st, with observance of the new year, though they will be open that following Monday back to their regularly scheduled times. Just a reminder as well, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed all day December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the courthouse will be closed. The courthouse will be also closed all day on January 3rd for the New Year's holiday. The Kansas Department of Transportation approves bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects in the Nemaha area. Two bridges, bridge number 29 and bridge number 32, were approved. Number 29 over Ware Creek was approved as a bridge replacement in the range of $942,000. Bridge number 32 over the Fisher Creek drainage was approved for a full replacement, costing around $1.4 million. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight to the local news. My name is Paxton Gordon with KNDY Radio. Donald L. Dodd, age 73, of Lynn, passed away on Friday, December 17th. Memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lynn. Interment is also at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Cemetery. Visitation will begin from 5 to 8 p.m. Wednesday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church for the passing of Donald L. Dodd. Francis M. Massey, 97, of Frankfort, passed away last Friday at the Eastridge Nursing Home in Centralia. A graveside funeral service will be held at 10:30 this Friday at the Vermilion Cemetery in Vermilion. Visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. Thursday at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Funeral arrangements provided by Kinsley's Mortuary for the passing of Francis M. Massey. Werner C. Seemetter, 84, of Kansas City, formerly of Marysville, passed away on Sunday peacefully at his home. Burial will be at the Marysville City Cemetery, with visitation being Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. at Kinsley's Mortuary. Prayer service then will also be held at 11 a.m. at the church as well. Arrangements are being made by Kinsley's Mortuary for the passing of Werner C. Seemetter.
For the life that's well remembered, and only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. for the life well remembered. Cornerstone Credit works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, California blend, and apricots. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, French bread, Malibu blend, and plums.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Crott of Farm Bureau Insurance wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May your holiday season be filled with joy and cheer, and your new year safe and happy. Season's greetings from Brian Crott of Farm Bureau Insurance in Marysville. Christmas is the perfect season to reach out to others when laughter and good tidings are in the air. Dane's Automotive hopes your Christmas will find you among family and friends, sharing the spirit of the season. Enjoy the fellowship of these holidays as we reflect on the past year and eagerly look forward to the coming year. Season's greetings and safe travels from Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative hopes your winter days are warm and your nights and evenings bright. May the Christmas season fill your hearts with warmth, peace, and joy. Wishing you a happy Christmas holiday and a prosperous new year.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream continues to dip further south, we can expect to see continuously cooling temperatures throughout the day today. After many weeks of seeing average and above average temperatures, many states in the Midwest will see temperatures well below their seasonal averages. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Kansas, and Missouri staying fairly mild with highs ranging in the lower 30s and lower 50s. As cooler temperatures continue to go further south overnight tonight, the jet stream will start to quickly flatten over Thursday, causing warmer temperatures to move back in. This warm-up will be fairly short-lived, though, as another upper-level low will start to move through the region on Friday and Saturday, and a cold front will bring some rain and even snow on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
The sports world mourns the loss of a giant. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. He was a larger-than-life figure for so many football fans. Hall of Fame coach turned broadcaster John Madden died.
Now that official, he did a good job of catching Young going out of bounds.
The NFL announced Madden died unexpectedly Tuesday morning. During his decade-long tenure as head coach of the old Oakland Raiders, Madden led the Silver and Black to 7 AFC Championship games and a Super Bowl title in 1977. Citing burnout, Madden retired from coaching following the 78 campaign and transitioned into broadcasting. He covered 11 Super Bowls over three decades and later became the face of the Madden football video game franchise. Tributes to the Hall of Famer pouring in, including from legendary sportscaster Bob Costas.
He checked a whole lot of boxes, and he did it while being 100% himself. There was no blueprint for being John Madden.
John Madden was 85. to the hardboard courts of the NBA, the Nuggets' upset win overshadowed Warriors star Steph Curry's historic night.
Campazzo has it to midcourt circle. Guarded by the rookie Kuminga. Through the window to Green.
Stop hard! The call on KKFN. Despite blowing a 24-point halftime lead, Nikola Jokic's double-double, 22 and 18, and his key block down the stretch helped Denver hold off Golden State 89-86. Curry became the first player in NBA history to make 3,000 career three-pointers in the loss. The NHL resumed after a league-wide shutdown over Christmas. The league was the only one of the big four sports to have an in-season shutdown this year, citing a spike in COVID cases. On the ice, the Lightning were pushed to the brink by the Canadiens.
Edmund a steal left circle, holds in front for Pallad. Score! Pallad!
On WFLA, after Corey Perry's goal in the waning seconds of regulation forced overtime, Andrej Palat scored just 36 seconds into the extra period to lift Tampa past Montreal 5-4. This is Rich Cantu.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance has lots of hot-priced furniture, appliances, and TVs in stock, all at hot sale prices. An LG 70-inch 4K smart TV, only $788. And a Amana dishwasher, $399. 26-cubic-foot side-by-side stainless refrigerator with ice and water, now $999. Or a 10-cubic-foot chest freezer, only $299. All in stock and always free shipping to your door on items over $299. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
There will be a farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate Friday, December 31st. Sale begins at 10:30 at the farm 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Tractors include a 2011 John Deere 7330 with a John Deere 360 loader, 8-foot bucket. It's an extra nice tractor. A John Deere 4240. Trucks and a car include a 2015 Chevy 2500 HD with 52,000 miles, 2017 Chevy Equinox 30,000 miles, 2003 Kenworth with a grain trailer, 2014 Polaris 900 XP. Equipment includes a New Holland Swather, it's diesel, John Deere baler, New Holland big round baler, 12-foot wheel rake, a drill, 9-shank soil saver, 20-foot wing disc, 7-foot shredder, miscellaneous including 500 and 1,000-gallon propane tanks, 500-gallon fuel barrel, portable fuel trailer, and miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate, Friday, December 31st, begins at 10:30, 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
This is an agribusiness update. The 2019 version of the Trump administration's market facilitation program overestimated trade damages was marked by regional payment disparities among farmers growing the same crop, according to an investigation by the Government Accountability Office. The report by the GAO, investigating arm of Congress, called for USDA's Office of Chief Economist to be more transparent about the economic analysis the department uses for such programs. Seth Meyer, who became USDA's chief economist in early 2020 after 2 years away from the department, defended USDA's handling of the program. The Trump administration used USDA Commodity Credit Corp spending authority to launch the first version of the MFP in 2018 after China imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports like farm commodities, with the largest benefit by far going to soybean growers. The 2018 program, in which soy growers are the largest beneficiary, fairly simple, compensating farmers according to the estimate declining commodity sales to China in 2017. The GAO report said the 2017 baseline for calculating trade damages was justifiable. And for 2019, USDA came up with a new payment formula and trade damages based on the highest level of exports over the previous 10 years. Then payments to farmers were calculated according to the county's production of the eligible crops. The changes in formula, though, resulted in growers of several commodities like wheat being overpaid, the report said. For example, the trade damage for wheat was calculated by totaling the highest export level for durum wheat during the 10-year period, which occurred in 2017 with the highest export level for all of the varieties of wheat happened in 2013. USDA then used the total to estimate the 2018 trade decline at $836 million, a figure that was triple the 2018 MFP estimate for trade damages to wheat, twice the value of the U.S. wheat exports to China in 2017. That is an agribusiness update. I'm Ken Rogers on the Four States Ag Leader.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning to you. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. Kind of a rocky day in the grain markets yesterday. They started off relatively strong, wrapped up mostly lower by the end of the day. Livestock, on the other hand, was starting off a little rocky and wrapped up mostly higher by the end of a Tuesday. We'll see what markets do here in just a little bit for a Wednesday. Throughout the day yesterday, as we slowly start to pick up some sales again and volume of sales, although it has been a little difficult still going into the beginning of the new year, the focus and trends this week are really when it comes to the quality of grain and some of the wrapping up of planting and harvesting across different parts of the globe. And yesterday we did get word out of the Ukraine with their winter wheat acres as they continue to battle with some of the poor weather conditions out there, that many of the farmers were only able to plant near 94% of the expected area to be planted in the winter wheat. That's the hectares, and the quality has become somewhat only favorable and not really good, excellent quality of winter wheat going through the end of December. At the same time, Brazil has come out with their soybean exports for the month of December, reaching 2.77 million metric tons. That was just slightly over the 2.76 million metric tons that was forecasted just a week ago for their December soybean exports for the month. So with all that, some of the news that affected the markets yesterday, we saw wheat for the most parts trending mostly lower yesterday, with March Kansas City wheat down by 25 and a quarter, sitting at 821 and three quarters. The corn also trended mostly lower by the end of the day, with March corn down by 10 cents at 604 and three quarters. Soybeans yesterday, they saw some green for most of the day, saw some red right at the end, with January beans down three and a quarter at 1359 and a quarter. The meal for January was up in the green, $10.10 at $4.1590, and the bean oil for January down 17 cents at the end, sitting at $56.55. We'll see what markets do for a Wednesday today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in... accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The holidays are times for celebration and giving. Unfortunately, scammers celebrate the holidays by giving gifts to themselves using your money. A new AARP survey shows that adults nationwide are being targeted by online shopping scams, gift card scams, and more. And the more you know about these scams, the better you'll be able to engage your inner skeptic if you too are targeted. Learn more about scams like these and how to protect yourself from them by visiting online at aarp.org/holidayscams. Paid for by AARP.
The River Valley Extension District Office is participating in a statewide program featuring risk management skills for Kansas women in agriculture. The series begins January 12th, continuing through February 2nd, and will include budgeting, crop insurance, crop marketing, and farm bill program topics. Advance registration discounts before December 31st. For additional details, contact the River Valley Extension District Office at Washington, 325-2121.
Do you know the six household ingredients that can tackle any cleaning chore? Some post-holiday cleaning advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 29th, the 363rd day of the year. Actress Mary Tyler Moore was born on this day, and legendary coach Paul Bear Bryant's last game was on this day in 1982. There's no end of new and improved household cleaning products, but the truth is you only need six essentials for tackling any chore: ammonia, baking soda, salt, lemon juice, vinegar, and bleach. Ammonia is a grease cutter and leaves streak-free glass. Use baking soda or salt when you need a mild abrasive, and bleach or lemon juice for a disinfectant. Vinegar, lemon juice, and baking soda are also great deodorizers. Just remember, mixing bleach and ammonia produces a dangerous chlorine gas, so don't do it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more reuse, renew, and refresh tips at almanac.com.
Ornaments shine bright as that first star above. Let your light shine this season and in the new year to come. A holiday greeting from Linda's Insurance Agency, Linda Schmitz in Marysville. As the snow falls and the fire crackles, we gather together with hearth and home, as family and as friends. Thank you, friends, from Midwest Products of Hanover. Memories made, memories shared, memories cherished. May all of your memories be the best of this holiday season, from Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover. And a hearty ho-ho and best wishes, too, to you and yours. Here's for the best of the new year ahead from Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
A toast to health, happiness, and goodwill to man in this holiday season. We salute our customers from Blue Valley Technologies.
Thomas Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Nemaha Central High School students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a round of applause. Good luck at your events this week. Thomas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop knows the scholars from Nemaha Central High drive themselves hard to excel in all areas of academics and are sure to pave their ways to bright futures. The community is proud of all of your accomplishments. From the staff at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Cook & Company proudly supports Nemaha Central High School students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. So who will serve as Kansas State's backup running back behind Deuce Vaughn at the Texas Bowl? Well, that has become a popular question ever since the Wildcats lost key contributors Joe Irvin and Jacardia Wright to the NCAA transfer portal. Jordan Shippers is listed as the team's number two running back. The 6'1", 200-pound sophomore has only rushed the ball twice for 7 yards during his short time in Manhattan, and both carries came during a blowout victory against Kansas earlier this season. Shippers rushed for 131 yards on 29 carries as a freshman at Western Illinois. On the hardwood tonight, KU will take on Nevada at Allen Fieldhouse, 7 o'clock. The contest will be televised on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Kansas State will host North Florida tonight, tip-off 7 o'clock, and it'll also air on ESPN+. And finally, the Wichita State Shockers open conference play at East Carolina tonight, tip-off 6 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN+. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All session game tickets for the 75th annual NJCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship Tournament are available now. The tournament will be held March 14th through the 19th, 2022 in the historic Hutchinson Sports Arena in Hutchinson as 24 teams play for a national title. This marks the 74th consecutive tournament in Hutch, with the first and only NJCAA Men's Basketball Championship Tournament held in 1948 in Springfield, Missouri. Tickets can be purchased online by visiting njcaa.org/tickets. The latest AP Top 25 college basketball poll was released, and no surprise, Baylor remains the number one team in the nation, followed by Duke, Purdue, Gonzaga, UCLA. Coming in at number six is KU, number eight is Iowa State, number 17 is Texas, and also from the Big 12, number 25 is Texas Tech. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with snow showers possible and a high nearing 30. Northeast winds between 5 and 10. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 15. Skies clearing up on Thursday, sunny and a high nearing 44. Clouds start to move in over Thursday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 24. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 18 degrees.
KNDY.